I'm here at the National Farm Machinery Show with Corinne Federer, Director of Expositions for the Kentucky State Fair Board. Corinne, of course, one of the big attractions for the Farm Machinery Show is the championship tractor pull that we do in conjunction, or that you do in conjunction with the show. Tell us a little bit about the tractor pull.
That is correct. This is the 42nd year for the tractor pull and actually the 45th year for the National Farm Machinery Show. So the two have worked together for quite a while now. And we feel that they complement each other very well. Certainly the Farm Machinery Show is the main purpose of why we're here. But it's nice that we have the entertainment piece to offer to farmers who make the trip to Louisville.
And it certainly is, you know, I guess on the extreme scale, it shows, you know, just what kind of precision we have with our machinery out there and just how high tech it actually is.
That is true, and it's amazing for the men and women who compete in the championship tractor pull. It really is a labor of love. It's a hobby for them. It does take a lot of technical knowledge, but it also takes a lot of money.
Where do you get people from to come to this show?
To the championship tractor pool, the ones that compete are actually here by invitation. And so they actually fill out applications early in September, and we have a tractor pool committee who reviews those applications, and they decide who will be invited for the pool. And I can assure you, if you get an invitation, you make every effort to be here.
I know last night they were talking about, I had a chance to be right down on the floor there, and boy, they finished right exactly in front of you. It's a great experience, and you can feel the rumble of the engines all the way down to the tips of your toes. I know there's a lot of work behind the scenes, though, before those tractors ever hit that dirt.
That is true, and you know, it all starts back at their farms or in their shops, and countless hours go into perfecting and fine-tuning their equipment and just making sure they're ready for that pull down that track. And you know, one of the nice things about our arena, we do have the largest, most prestigious tractor pull, and it's indoor. It's the oldest indoor tractor pull. And, you know, we've been known to have such a high-quality track, and that's important for those drivers.
And let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the folks who work to help put it on. You know, the support crews out there that kind of work behind the scenes for quite a while before that audience ever files into that auditorium.
Well, the tractor pull actually started, the very first one, in 1969, and it was started by a gentleman from Owensboro, Kentucky, Billy Joe Miles. And I actually saw Billy Joe at the pool last night and got to speak to him for a few minutes, and it's something that he's very proud of, and there's a team of people that started with him in 1969, and there's also some new folks that have come on board, and currently the committee works very hard to make sure that the quality of the show maintains a level that we all expect.
I know too that this gets to be a sport just like NASCAR or the NFL or anything else. You've got a real fan base out there, folks that just live for the day that the championship tractor pull comes to town.
That is true, and we sell priority seats for people who choose to have the same seats for all five sessions. We have five pulls during our four-day farm machinery show, and that's great for those folks. And, you know, some of them, this is their vacation every year, and they look forward to coming here each and every February.
Couldn't do it without the fans, too, I'm sure.
Absolutely not, and I can tell you, there are plenty of red fans and there are plenty of green fans.
Corinne Federer, Director of Expositions for the Kentucky State Fair Board, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.